Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the prayer of istikhara. Now, it has been directed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the supplication of istikhara should be offered once we pray two rakats of namaz. And of course, it's a very, very moving prayer, moving supplication. And it tells us that when we are at crossroads, when we are unable to decide on a certain matter, we ask God to help us and guide us. And if the matter that we are thinking is good for us, then He should ordain it for us. And if it is not good for us, then He should take it away from us. And this prayer, of course, has very moving words. But unfortunately, people think that this supplication, as soon as one utters the supplication, it establishes a direct line with the Almighty, and the Almighty then responds to this supplication. And people generally think that this response is in the form of a dream, and a person gets a certain indication in that dream. Now, it needs to be understood that the supplication of istikhara is a supplication. Just like all other supplications, it follows a basic principle, and that is that supplication is only useful once we expend all our energies, all our efforts, all our intellect for the matter under question. So the Almighty has ordained this. He says that whenever you want to ask my help, you want to seek God's help, then it is essential that one has to expend one's own efforts as far as possible. It should not be the case that one does not expend his efforts and starts supplicating before the Almighty. Obviously, this would be absolutely absurd. So when we pray istikhara, when we supplicate for the istikhara prayer, then we have to expend all our intellect and all our energies and all our efforts and all our experience to find out what the right course of direction in a matter is. If we are in a deadlock, then the correct way is not to just give up and start supplicating. The correct way is to first expend all our intellect, all our mental energies and our mental abilities to find out the solution, and at the same time then pray to the Almighty to help us. Again, there's another misconception that at times people think that this help is provided by God as soon as we pray this supplication of istikhara in a dream. Some indication comes to us in a dream. This, of course, obviously is not true. The Almighty, once we pray to Him, it is up to Him to accept or respond to our prayer or not. He may respond to our prayer, and He may not respond to our prayer or supplication, just as in the case of other supplications. So if He chooses to respond to our prayer, it could be a number of things that He could do. For example, it could be an indication in the dream. It could be something which comes into our mind. We can get a brainwave. We can meet a person, and He suddenly gives us an idea. So there could be a number of ways in which the Almighty helps. But again, this help is something which has a number of multifarious ways in which it is done. It is not just through a dream. Again, this could be the case as well, that He does not wishes to respond to our prayer or supplication at all. Again, that could be an outcome as well, and we should be ready to face that outcome. Also, we think that there are certain pious people through which istikhara should be done, and istikhara would be something that if they indicate something, if they get some indication in their prayer or in their dream, then this would be sufficient for us. This again is a wrong notion. Istikhara is a prayer, and this is something which should be done by the person himself. Whatever he is, where he is to pray before the Almighty, and he should know that this supplication will only hold any value before the Almighty after he expends all his intellect, all his mental energies in the matter under discussion. And again, after that too, he might not get any response from the Almighty at all, and he has to be content with that, because the Almighty, of course, when he does something, he does take into view the collective good of the person. So, in a nutshell, istikhara prayer is a supplication. And just like all other supplications, the Almighty might choose to respond to it and He might choose not to respond to it. We must not think that this prayer of istikhara or the supplication of istikhara is a hotline with the Almighty, and we'll get an indication in the dream as soon as we pray or if we do it in a number of times. This is not correct. And the person who is actually afflicted with that particular issue should be the one who should pray this istikhara, who should supplicate before the Almighty, and he should also be ready to face the consequences. He should be ready to face the fact that he might not get any response from the Almighty. And also, an important thing is that if there is something that he finds in his dream, which is against experience, which is against intellect, which is against established norms of sense and reason, then he should not reject that. He should not accept such things. Dreams, of course, are not a certain way, and also at times there are a number of symbolic things in a dream which one sees. So whatever one sees in a dream, again, it should not be something which overrides our intellect. It should not be something which goes against our intellect. And if it does, we should not accept it. So if with all these conditions and all these requisites, we should try to understand that the prayer of istikhara or the supplication of istikhara is a prayer before the Almighty. It's a supplication before the Almighty, and the Almighty may or may not choose to respond to it. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ